incredible theme song for Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one, I think it was Quincy Jones who made this one. But setting the stage for you folks, we are reading from the original Austin Powers movie. Can't wait. We have a star-studded cast here today. Tyler will be playing Seth Green's Scott Evil. That's the son of Dr. Evil, the character which I will be playing, played by Mike Myers, Dr. Evil. And there's one line from Austin Powers, so I'm going to do a little twofer. I'll try and do the Mike Myers
way.
Okay,
Davey Diggs.
Oh, look at me. A little Hamilton reference. I knew there was no way we were going to get you in studio and have you not reference Hamilton.
Of course not.
Impressive. Impressive. So Dr. Evil and Austin Powers will be mine. And Lisa is going to be doing her best or worst. I mean, all of our accents could be pretty horrible. She is playing Frau Farbissima, which is, the foul-mouthed German that works with Dr. Evil there. Very, very abrasive, I guess that we would say. So essentially the scene where we're going to be dropping in is Dr. Evil has just made a threat to the whole entire world. You know, the presidents, basically the whole United Nations is on a screen, and he tells them, I want, you know, a billion, million, trillion, quadruple billion dollars, or else I'm going to destroy the world. It's always Dr. Evil's scheme. So now you know, and it's time for your Tuesday table read. Here we go.
Gentlemen, your deadline is in 3 hours. You have your instructions. Goodbye.
The screen goes black.
Come, join us for dinner, won't you, Mr. Powers?
Inside Dr. Evil's private quarters, Austin and Vanessa are seated at a table with Frau Farbissina. Waiters serve food.
I think you'll enjoy the food. I have the best chef in the world. His name is Ezekiel. He's made of 75% plastic.
Scott enters.
Scott, my boy, come here. How was your day, Scotty?
Well, me and my buddy went to the video arcade in town, and, like, they don't speak English, right? And so my buddy gets into a fight, and he goes, hey, quit hassling me because I don't speak French or whatever. And the other guy goes something in Paris talk, and I'm like, oh, just back off. And he goes, get out, and I go, make me.
Fascinating. What are your plans for this evening, Scotty?
Thought I'd stay in. There's a good movie on Skymax.
And that's how you want to live your life, is it?
Yeah. What?
Angle on a panel of buttons that has everyone's names on it. Dr. Evil's hand hovers over the button, labeled Scott. Frau Farbissina slaps his hand away.
Scotty, I want you to meet Daddy's nemesis, Austin Powers.
Why are you feeding him? Why don't you just kill him?
In due time.
But what if he escapes? Why don't you just shoot him? What are you waiting for?
I have a much better idea, Scotty. I'm going to put him in a very easily escapable situation involving overly elaborate and exotic death. What?
Why don't you just shoot him now? Here, I'll get a gun. Okay. We'll just shoot him.
Okay, one more peep.
Bang. Dead. Done.
One more peep out of you and you're grounded, Scotty. Let's begin here.
A private army soldier grabs Austin and Vanessa. Dr. Evil hits a button. A whole wall slides out to reveal a tank.
Mr. Powers, Vanessa, some friends of mine are joining us for dinner. They'll be quite delighted that you'll be a part of the meal.
The soldier takes Austin and Vanessa to the tank and puts them in a dipping mechanism.
Dr. Evil, do you really expect them to pay? No, Mr. Powers. I expect them to die. Even after they pay me my money, I'm still going to melt all the cities in the world with hot liquid magma. All right, guard, begin the unnecessarily slow dipping mechanism.
Austin and Vanessa begin to descend slowly towards the surface of the water.
Release the sharks! And as Frau knows, all the sharks have had laser beams attached to their heads. You know, I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil.
Yes, what is it? You're kind of interrupting my big moment of triumph.
It's about the sharks. Since you were frozen, they've been placing on the endangered species list. We've tried to get some, but it will take months to clear up the red tape.
Right. Mr. Powers, we're going to lower you into a tank of piranhas with laser beams attached to their heads instead. What is it now, Frau?
Well, we experimented with lasers, but you would be surprised at how heavy they are. They actually outweigh the piranhas themselves, and the fish, well, they sank to the bottom and died.
I mean, I had one simple request, people. Sharks with laser beams attached to their heads. And it can't be done. Remind me again why I pay you people. What do we have, Frau?
Sea bass.
Right.
They're mutated sea bass.
Really? Are they ill-tempered?
Please, allow me to demonstrate.
Frau Farbissina throws a leg of lamb attached to a rope towards the tank, where the water bubbles and sea bass arch through the air. The sea bass devour the lamb. She pulls the rope back. The lamb has been eaten to the bare bone.
Fine, whatever. Mutated, ill-tempered sea bass it is. Come, let's return to dinner. Close the tank!
Aren't you going to watch them? They'll get away.
No, we'll leave them alone and not actually witness them dying, and we'll all just assume it went to plan, okay?
I have a gun in my room. Give me 5 seconds. I'll come back and blow their brains out.
Scott, you just don't get it, do you?
Acting!
Brilliant!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Whoa, how about the German accent out of Lisa?
That was excellent awful.
It was so awfully good, though. When you hit, what was the word that you were saying where you were like, Ville? Like, you were hitting, like, the V's and the W's.
I was like, I'll try my best. I watched, like, a 5-minute compilation of Frau on YouTube. But all it was her counting. She was like, Vun! Then he's like, start from 30. 30!
Oh, and she's like screaming at the top of her lungs and everyone's like plugging their ears. Yeah. I'll say, Tyler, too, you nailed the whiny kind of like,
dude,
where's my car, man? Well done, guys. Yeah, that was a fun
great,
one.
It was, yeah, I will say it's Dr. harder. Evil. Yeah, great Dr. Ebel and Austin Powers,
well,
dual
thank
role.
Thank you very much.
It's so much harder in person.
You get a little nervous, right?
No, I was just laughing so hard and I'm like, breathe, please breathe, especially when Noelle's voice come in because it was perfect.
I actually have a treat for you guys. Noelle didn't know that I was recording this, and there is a little bit in Austin Powers where there's a spy who has a mole on his face, and Austin Powers, of course, is laughing at the irony of a spy who has a mole on their face. Noelle didn't know I was recording.
Oh, no.
And he dropped this gem.
Are we going to let it be known that our narrator has a moly, moly, moly?
moly.
Because that's what he's like poking it with a stick, and he's like, don't say mole. I can't say mole, but he got a bloody mole on his face. Moly, moly.
So, moly, moly.
Noelle didn't even know I was recording. I was like, Noelle, I have to air that. Like I have to. So that was a little bonus treat for you again. Noelle Acosta.
Are we going to let it be known that our narrator has a moly, moly, moly?
Like, leans closer to the mic.
Too. Moly, moly, moly.
All right, well, Lisa, thank you for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having me.
I know you're busy.
Splendid work.
Terrific job, and we'll have you back in studio again next week for our vacation theme Tuesday table read.
Look at that. See, folks, dreams do come true. You get updated from narrator to two lines. What's next?
You might even have three lines next week. Woo! Who knows, Tyler?
Yep, probably more.
Ready.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.